Takeaway News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke.
President Donald Trump dangled a promise to restore normal life to a weary, fearful nation Friday as he looked to campaign past the political damage of the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking in Minnesota in his third rally of the day, Trump criticized state and local officials who said he had to have a limited-sized, socially distanced rally instead of the mass crowds he prefers.
Your Democrat governor tried to shut down our rally, silence the people of Minnesota, and take away your freedom and your rights.
Democratic challenger and former Vice President Joe Biden was also speaking in Minnesota, criticizing Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic that has infected more than 9 million people in the United States and killed more than 229,000.
We cannot afford four more years of Donald Trump. In 2008 and 12, you placed your trust in me and Barack Obama, and each day we're in office, we work for you and the entire community. I'll do it again in 2020.
Both candidates plan to stay on the campaign trail until Election Day. More than 86 million Americans have already cast their ballots. A strong earthquake struck Friday in the Aegean Sea between the Turkish coast and the Greek island of Samos, killing at least 19 people and injuring more than 700 amid collapsed buildings and flooding. A small tsunami struck south of Izmir, the city in western Turkey that was the worst affected by the quake. The earthquake, which the Kandil Institute said had a magnitude of 6.9, struck at 11 hours 51 UTC in Turkey. Emergency teams continued digging after nightfall, and cranes lifted concrete slabs from the wreckage.